I'd encourage you to open your Bibles up to the book of Hebrews this morning, if you will, please. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 10, reading verses 19 through 23 for the basis of our lesson this morning. Hebrews 10, beginning of verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. As Christians, we're here today on the first day of the week to remember the Lord's death and suffering he did for us, and to worship our God in spirit and truth. We do this to remind us weekly of what God has done for us through his Son. And not only do we do this weekly, but daily as we meditate on God's Word, as we talk to one another, as we read from the Word of God, we are constantly reminded of the fact that in this life, we must hold fast to the confession of our faith in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus came and held fast to his promise that he did for us, and that is that God would give his Son for our sins. And Jesus came and fulfilled that through his willingness and his readiness to do so. So Jesus paid the sacrifice for us. And in him then, we have hope. We have assurance. Because we are Christians and serve God through Christ here on this earth, we have joy that cannot be described. We can rejoice every day in the blessings that God bestows upon us through his Son Jesus and through his Word, the blessing of prayer, the blessing of knowing that we can go to God and leave our burdens with him, the blessing of knowing that we have brothers and sisters in Christ that we can talk to. So it's good to know that as we think about things that are going on from day to day in our life, we know that certainly there are a lot of things that go on that may deter us from holding fast to our faith, to keeping our hope, to keeping our assurance, to holding on to our joy, to maintaining our trust in God. And so we need the comfort and the love of God every day. And as Christians, we should be thankful for that. Yesterday, my wife and I and Jason met with some friends of ours, and sometimes we meet with them a time or two a year if possible, but sometimes more often, sometimes not as often. It's people that I work with over the years, and some of them for many years in different settings, in different places, and they're good people, and they're friends, but as we meet from time to time, one of them will call and say, meet us at a certain place, and let's meet for a couple hours, or an hour or so, and talk. And we'll meet, and each time we meet, you see the frailty of those folks that's about my age. Some a little younger. I may be the oldest one of the bunch. I don't believe there's any older than me. But we meet together, and I've watched them over the years. And a good friend of mine, he's now on a walker. He can't hardly get around. And you have to really listen close to understand his words. And I remember him being such a strong man and such a healthy man, and physically and mentally able to do so many things. And another one of them, he's very frail. He's had a lot of health problems, brain surgery and different things. And he's very emotional. He gets emotional very quick. But the one thing he always tells me is that, you know what, Jones, we've had a good life, and we've got that hope. We've got that hope and assurance of heaven. And so we need to think about that daily, whether things are going real good or whether we're going through some struggles. I know last Sunday morning we talked about some of the things in life of overcoming issues, but it's a continual thing. And as we grow older, we see more of that. And it's not just us. It's younger people are suffering with issues that they need to go through, and we need to comfort them and help them. But the answer to it all is believing in God, reading God's Word and understanding his will for us and having faith in that and placing our hope and trust in God, and knowing the assurance that we have through the blood of Christ that we can be forgiven, that we can go to a better place. So the hope and the assurance and the joy and the trust we have as Christians is there for us. Let's don't forget about it. This morning, let's talk a little bit about these things of a Christian, the things that we have, our hope and assurance and our trust, the joy that we have in being a Christian, the confidence we have in the Word of God and in what God's Word and what's going to come for us, not only in this life, but the life to come, especially when we say, hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So let's look at some of the songs in our book, and we're not going to sing many of them, but we're going to probably read some of them this morning and perhaps sing one. I don't like to lead a lot of songs during the sermon, because if Adam records them, then they sound okay, but I have to turn my mic off so it can hear you and not just me. And so we can see that, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, where it talks about joy. And there he says, "Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." And so we have not seen God at any time, and we have not seen Jesus the Son of God at any time, although hundreds of witnesses did see Jesus. They knew him, they touched him, they sat at his feet, they watched him, they heard him, they listened to him teach, and they watched him be punished, and watched him be mocked, and watched him be ridiculed. They watched him be put on the cross. They watched him be taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb, and the tomb secured. And then they were able to see him and know him and be around him for days after he was resurrected from the dead. So we have assurance of a resurrection. We have assurance that Christ, just as surely as he's ascending back into heaven, that he's coming again to receive us unto his own. So we have that love of God that was bestowed through what Jesus did in giving his life. We have that joy of knowing that because God loved us so much in giving his Son, that we have the joy of knowing that we're going to heaven, a place that will be filled with joy. Let's look at song number 251 and read those words of that song. There are so many songs in the Bible that we could use in correlation to our sermons, but some of them more so than others, depending on the sermon that we're studying. But number 251, and Brother Weeks leads this song quite often, and let's just read these five verses, because as Christians, is it not the fact that we ought to be happy because of who we are? We're saved, we're children of God. We have God and His Word, His will and His way. We can pray to Him. We have one another. We have the blessings in Christ here. And even more so, we have the blessings that are coming in heaven. So we ought to be happy people. Even when we're hurting, even when we're going through pain, even when, that's the same thing, hurting, going through pain, but even when we're struggling with issues in life, temptations and trials, We ought to be happy to know that as Christians, even though we suffer, even though we may go through some persecutions, that we have a better place. So I'm happy today. Oh, yes, I'm happy today. In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. So why shouldn't we be happy every day? Because sin was what separated us from God in the first place. Sin is what will separate us from God. But in Christ, when we're baptized into Christ, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And when we rise to walk out of the waters of baptism, we are forgiven. We have a new life. We rise to walk in newness of life, Romans 6. We desire the sincere milk of the Word, Peter tells us, and so that we can grow by it. And so we see that we can be happy today because of the blood that was shed for us and the forgiveness we have, knowing that we're no longer separated from God, but Christ provided the way that we could get forgiveness of sins, that would be we could be in a proper relationship with God, acceptable to Him. Verse 2, I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today, in Jesus Christ I'm singing today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm singing today. And so we're happy and we sing because what? God through Christ, when we by faith obeyed in baptism, took our sins away. And He provides the way that even as His children now, When we make mistakes, we can come to Him with a penitent heart, turn from our sins. That means come out of our sin, quit doing it, move forward, ask forgiveness, confess the wrong, and pray to Him, and He'll forgive us. Repentance is turning from and no longer being involved in that sin anymore. Now, as human beings, it may recur, or we may have other sins, but sin is sin. Sin is a transgression of God's law. Sin is omitting and failing to do what God asks. So we ought to be happy because we have that forgiveness of sin. So we're happy today. We're singing today because Christ shed His blood and we're forgiven of our sins. And I'm praying today. Oh, yes, I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm praying today. So the whole theme of this song is because Christ has taken our sins away. He died on the cross, shed His blood, provided the way. We just need to come in faith and obey Him, receive that redeeming blood, and be forgiven, and we can be happy every day. Verse 4, I'm living today. Oh, yes, I'm living today. In Jesus Christ, I'm living today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today. If we were not forgiven with the blood of Christ, we'd be walking in sin. But we are alive in Christ. When we first obeyed the gospel, we were dead in our sin. But when we were baptized into Christ in obedience and by faith, we came out alive and new, anew in Christ. And our sins died in the waters of baptism. And we were free from sin. And we can continue to get that freedom from sin by continual growth and sin less as we go by, our faith to grow, our hope to be stronger. And if we do sin, to come out of it, confess it, repent of it, and get right with God. Verse 5, I'm happy today. Oh, yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today. So God, through Christ, has taken all our sins away, and we have the way through which we can get forgiveness if we make a mistake. So why shouldn't we have assurance? Why shouldn't we have trust in God? Why shouldn't we be comforted? Why shouldn't we love God and His Son because God first loved us? Well, we should, and our day can be better if we remember that. Revelation 22 and verse 14, He says, blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Psalm number 489 talks about that. Blessed are they who do His commandments. And that's a beautiful song. All these songs are beautiful, but some of them we sang more so than others over the years. But when you look at this song, number 489, and think about how we are blessed in God, He said, blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall claim the tree of life. Into the city they shall enter. They are victors in the strife. So that ought to give us comfort in knowing that. That ought to make us even trust in God even more every day because we have the assurance of heaven because we are blessed by what God did through His Son Jesus. Verse 2, blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall wear the robes of white. You know, I've studied that over the years and thought about it. And you think about the robes of white. Indicates purity. Indicates without sin. Indicates there's no flaw. It indicates perfectness and completeness. That's what heaven is. No pain, no sorrow, no crying, no tears. Nothing enters that makes an abomination or lies. Nothing evil will be there. Only those that are washed in the blood of the Lamb and that are faithful to Him. So blessed are they who do His commandments because we have those robes of white. Under the portals, God shall lead them. They shall serve Him day and night. Verse 3, blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall stand before the throne into the life of joy eternal. God will claim them for His own. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Blessed are they who do His commandments. Can you imagine standing around the throne of God, singing praises to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, God there in the midst, and all the saved of all the ages, lifting up their voices of praises to God forever and ever and ever and ever. No pain, no sorrow, no crying, no tears. Nothing that is vile or sinful, and no one doing anything wrong, because all there is sanctified by the blood of Christ. We have blessings, and so we need to have that joy of knowing of what we got here and where we're going. Will we have that hope? That hope. Hebrews 6 and verse 18. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. What do we have hope in? We have hope of the fact that because God gave His Son gave His life, and we obey Him, we have hope of heaven. Look at number 378, and let's look at some of the words of that song. The hope that we have as Christians, what a wonderful hope it is. The hope of heaven, knowing that even though we may have things in this life, if in this life only we have hope, we're of all people most miserable. But our hope is not just in this life. Our hope is in the life to come. Number 378, he says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And what is our hope? On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Whatever comes our way, don't forget about the joy we have as Christians in this life and the joy we have to look forward to in heaven. Don't forget, whatever comes our way, whether things are going good or whether it's difficult, don't give up our hope, because we have that joy and that hope. We have that strong consolation. We fled for refuge to hold of the hope set before us. That is that God gave His Son gave His life, and we hope for a better place. So we rejoice in the fact that we're going to a better place. Well, we have the assurance that we're going. Not just hope. We're not happy, just happy about the fact we're going. We have the assurance we're going. You know, someone may tell us sometime, you know, well, you're going to get this gift from me. And they make us think they're going to give us a nice gift. And so they really, they up our hopes, you know. We get to thinking about, well, they're going to bring me a nice gift. But we don't really know until we see the deliverance of that gift, and we are sure that we received it. But in God and Christ, they cannot lie, and they promise. So we have the assurance, sealed with the blood of Christ, sealed with the fact that He was buried and was in the tomb 3 days and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. We have the assurance that as surely as He was risen from the dead, as He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, that we too one day will be resurrected and will go to heaven. Hebrews 10 verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Full assurance of faith. Let's don't doubt. Let's don't become weak. Let's don't become wishy-washy with the things. Let's have that assurance that, yes, this is right. Song number 4. Let's look at it. I may have erased that. That may be the wrong number. Looks like I may have done some adjustments here. No. Oh, my. That's it. Blessed assurance. It is right. I just didn't put my break between the words. Song number 4. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Do we have that assurance every day because of we've been baptized into Christ? Yes, we have that assurance. The question is, do we forget about that assurance? We should not, because blessed are those who have that assurance. Blessed are those who do His commandments. Psalms 139 and verse 10, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. The psalmist knew that certainly whatever comes our way, he was assured that the Lord would be there for him, that the Lord would guide him, that the Lord would keep him. And today, we can be sure of that if we don't let our faith fail, if we don't let our confidence go away and hold to that assurance. We can know that we have that assurance of heaven. Song number 104, let's look at it. It says, when my way groweth dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Verse 2 says, when the shadows appear and the night draweth near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Then verse 3 says, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. We have that assurance of heaven. Let's not ever give up on that. Understand who we are, what God has done for us, and hold to our joy and our hope and the assurance that yes, we are going to heaven. Well, trust and obedience. Are we trusting God enough in this life, holding on to that hope and joy and that assurance to really obey? You know, it's up to you to make that commitment. And it's up to me to make that commitment. I cannot trust God for you, and you cannot trust God for me. We may be able to help and encourage one another in that, but it all comes down to you, and it all comes down to me. It's on us. Because after all, in the day of judgment, we're all going to stand individually, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, and appear before the judgment seat of the Lord and receive the things done that we've done in the body, whether it be good or bad. We're going to be judged, each one of us, on our own ability, on our own actions. And so, do we have the trust enough in this life to obey God no matter what? 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 says, for this you recall, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Look at number 498. Let's read the words of that song. 498. The sweet of the promises, kind is the word, dearer for than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. We can trust in God and we have the pattern to follow. Are we obeying God and following the pattern that was set by Christ? Verse 2, sweet is the tender love Jesus has known. Sweeter for than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is He. He the great example is and pattern for me. Verse 3, list to His loving words coming to me. Weary, heavy laden, there is rest for thee. Trust in His promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where He leads, I'll follow. Where He leads, I'll follow. I'll follow Jesus all the way. So, do we have that trust in God, in His Word, and in His Son enough to obey so that we can hold on to that joy, so we can hold on to that assurance, so we can hold on to that hope, so that in the last day, we will know where we're going because we've been serving God faithfully. Well, sometimes in life, things really get rough. We may lose a loved one. We may get bowed down with temptations and burdens and problems, and we need some comfort. We need some consolation. All of us need that. Now, God give us help in that. He gave us families. He gave us husbands and wives. And what a comfort and consolation it is to have a loving wife and a caring husband. And what a good thing it is to have parents who care for their children and comfort them, and for children who care for their parents and comfort them. My wife was telling me this morning about one of the ladies that was wives of one of my friends I work with. She was there yesterday we met, and she was telling my wife about how that their grown children, like our grown children, they check on them all the time. That they see if they get home from the doctor, if they make sure they're okay, and make sure they're alive, and so they have comfort in knowing that their children care. We have comfort in knowing that our children care. We may go to Decatur on business or go to Birmingham to the doctor. And if we leave Birmingham at 11 a.m. after we're out of the doctor's office, they're going to be calling about 12 noon and saying, "Mama, did y'all make it back to Coleman? If not, why not?" They care. And you have comfort in that, can't you? But as Christians, we have comfort that cannot be described. We have consolation that's only Christians can enjoy. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." He cared for us by giving his life and his blood for our sins. And since we've been purchased with his blood, we're in his family. So God is our Father, and Christ is our Savior. And we're brothers and sisters in Christ. God cares for his family. The Lord cares for his family. And so we need to care for the fact that we can find comfort and consolation in God through his word and through prayer, and knowing that when things get tough or when things are not too tough, whatever it be, that we can find comfort and consolation in the Lord if we hold our assurance and our faith. 466, let's look at these words. "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades in the deep night shade, does he care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it all to him? Does he care? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares." So, do we stop long enough during the day and during the night to think about who we really are and what we really have in God and in Christ as Christians? We are blessed. We have all these things we've been talking about this morning. Well, how about the love of God? Romans 8, 38, 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The love of God is greater for us, Psalm number 608, than anything we've ever known. How about that? The love of God. He gave his son. He gave his life. He gave their love. If we'll think about the love of God and think about the spiritual blessings that are ours in heaven, eternal, and apply that to earth, then we'll realize then that there's nothing present, nothing here tall or wide or deep or anything physical that can separate us from the love of God, because God loves us. And if we love Him enough, we can make it through all that and hold on to our love for Him. Love the Lord with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. Well, the love of God has been bestowed on us through His Son Jesus. I need to find joy. We all need to find joy and hope and assurance and trust and comfort and love that should be by believing and trusting and obeying Him. 636 is a song that describes that. Song after song, word after word, in our song books and in the Bible, point to the fact that why do we lose hope? Why do we get down? Well, we're human and we're weak and we have questions. We are that. But one thing we are as Christians, we have a hope and assurance of going to heaven. We have joy and consolation in everything that God has done for us and is doing for us now. And we have the hope and assurance of knowing where we're going. Are we prepared for that? If you haven't been baptized into Christ this morning, if you believe that He's the Son of God, repent of your sins and confess, you can be baptized and go out that door today with all these things we've talked about in your life, knowing where you're going. If you're here this morning and maybe there's something you need to correct in the public way and we can help you, please come while James leads us in the invitation song.
Savior, know my thoughts, I pray.